was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owed. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I have hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious. Took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the blood.
You only you knew what would bring you peace. The cross brings us peace. Glory to his name. If those who are serving communion would come at this time, we want to remember and give glory to the Lord for the blood that was shed on the cross. It's the blood of Jesus that washes us white as snow. It's the blood of Jesus that gives life. It's the blood of Jesus that allows life to be nurtured. And it's because of the blood of Jesus that we are launched to share his life. We will celebrate this week and remember the cross of Christ. And the night before, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples with him. And he said, "This is my body that has been given or broken for you." You don't need to be a member of this church, a regular attender of this church, but if you've received Jesus as your Savior, this is the time to come and to give glory to the Lord for his work. As you are served, we take a few moments of thanksgiving to him. And then we will eat together as we gather. May the Lord bless you as you spend time with him. The body of Christ is represented by this bread, upon which the sin of the world was laid. Our guilt, our death, our sickness, our disease, our shame was laid upon the body of the Son of God. That he would be bruised for us, broken for us. As we eat with thanksgiving for the suffering of Jesus and his body. Let us eat together. And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples. As Jesus gave the cup to his disciples, he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins." And so as was sung prior to communion, the song, "Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied." It is the blood of Jesus that washes our sin away, that gives life. It is because of his blood that he is able to nurture life in us. And it is because of his blood that he launches us to share that life with others. As we drink, we give glory to his name. Let us drink together. Yes, Jesus, we do give glory to your name for the sacrifice of your blood, for the offering of your body. Glory to your name. We receive from you life, nurturing, and the empowerment to be launched for others to receive that life as well. This week, give us eyes to see and remember the wondrous cross that made this possible as we anticipate the celebration of your resurrection. It's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Would you stand with me as we go this morning? We go looking to the cross and the remembrance of his suffering on Good Friday as we would survey the wondrous cross.
survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all.
So on this Palm Sunday, we respond to the one who gives life, who nurtures and who launches us. It's his invitations. May we receive and respond to him. If you, only you, Jesus said, knew what would bring you peace. This morning it has not been hidden from our eyes. It's the cross, and it's the person of Jesus. May the Lord give you eyes to see him, especially in this week, in fresh ways. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord shine his face upon you. And may the Lord grant you his perfect peace. Go in his peace. Amen.